Welcome to the Daily Plunge. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And this is that famous story about the wedding at Cana. Now, Mary, Jesus' mother, she's invited. And in fact, she's close to the family that is hosting this wedding. Because when they run out of wine, she's privy to this. This is certainly not the kind of information they would want to share with the rest of the guests. Now, for some reason, we understand that Jesus was invited, but somehow he gets to bring all his disciples as well, and they're with him. Now, Mary knows that Jesus is the Son of God, and she asks him to do something. Does she know what? That isn't clear. But she brings this problem to Jesus. She doesn't tell him what to do, she just simply brings the problem to him. And I think about, do we bring our problems to Jesus? Now, with his mother Mary, Jesus responds that his hour has not yet come. And this idea of timing and this idea of his hour coming is very important throughout the Gospel of John. And there, it's interesting is the times when Jesus says the hour has come. It's with the Samaritan woman, and it's with the Greeks who seek him out in John chapter 12. And the ultimate moment of his hour is the cross. Mary turns to the servants and says, do whatever he tells you to do. And I wonder, do we heed the words of the first disciple, Mary, his mother? Do we do whatever Jesus tells us to do? Now, it tells us that there are 6 stone water jars. And you need to understand, this is not pottery. These are large jars that have been chiseled out of the stone. These are heavy jars. And the reason why is because there was a sense of their purity, so that they would hold this water for purification, right? For ceremonial washing. I mean, they each hold 20 to 30 gallons. This is a huge, huge jars. And there's 6 of them, somewhere between 120 and 180 gallons. And think about how long it would take to fill them up with water. Jesus tells them to draw it out and then give it to the master of the banquet. You know, the wedding coordinator, basically. Take it to the wedding coordinator. And you can imagine the wedding coordinator, he likes to put on a show to make himself look good. Jesus is not putting on a show to make himself look good. He's simply pointing to the Father, right? Now, the wedding coordinator proclaims that this is the best wine. What a miracle that they have saved the best for last. And I think in many ways, the way to understand this is what Jesus says elsewhere in the Gospels that about the new wine. And this is exactly what's happening, is that God has given a new and the best wine that's saved for last so that we can have the fullness of life. And so this miracle is Jesus' first miracle, but it also points us to the miracle that he's going to do in each and every one of us. Thank you, my friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.